There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin with news from Israel. And the Israeli government has announced that medical schools will no longer accept new foreign students starting in late 2023. This exempts international students who have already begun or have been admitted to their programs, which they will be allowed to complete. The ban was implemented by the Council for Higher Education to address a growing shortage of doctors working in Israel. At present, 900 Israelis are admitted to domestic medical schools each year. However, the health ministry is planning to increase it to 1,200 based on this latest development. In 2021, almost 1,000 Israelis received their medical licenses after studying in other countries, while fewer than 800 received them in Israel. And to add to this, the Israeli government will no longer recognize degrees from many Eastern European medical schools, which many Israeli students currently attend, a decision which is raising many eyebrows in Israeli medical circles. As the conflict rages on in Ukraine, the Jewish Federations of North America, the JRNA, has summarized their activities in Ukraine, concluding that the organization has resettled over 30,000 refugees in Israel, helped to evacuate over 80,000 in danger zones, and raised nearly $74 million in the first 6 months of the Russian war against Ukraine. This figure is estimated to total $99 million by the end of the year. Thus far, funds raised by JRNA have benefited over 50 organizations, providing humanitarian aid and relief to refugees in Ukraine and neighboring countries. Over 1.2 million kilograms of medical equipment, clothing, food, and hygiene products have been distributed. Anti-Semitism finds its way into any sphere of life, and this time the New York Times has come under fire by pro-Israeli organizations for employing freelancers who have a history of making anti-Semitic posts on social media. One freelancer, Solomon Haji, whose work covering the Israel-Palestine conflict has been published by the newspaper giant, reportedly praised Adolf Hitler on Facebook as recently as 2018. Times freelance photographer Hossam Salem is also accused of making anti-Semitic social media posts, applauding Hamas attacks and Israeli deaths. The Times has vowed to take action and has since also cut ties with another freelancer, Fadi Hanona, who called for the killing of Jews in social posts. Moving on to news from Australia, and three Jewish entrepreneurs have teamed up to make life easier for those left behind. They've come up with a startup business called Willed, which has since been listed at number 8 in Australia's best 50 startups. They were motivated to create this online business after one of the co-founders lost his father, who regrettably passed away without a will. Well, the online business is a service where you can write a will online within 15 minutes. And these wills created on Willed are legally binding, and the platform uses a step-by-step system to make it user-friendly for people of all technical capabilities. There are various affordable options, and all wills are checked by their Willed experts as part of the package. Let's focus on Yemen now, where one of the political factions fighting for power in Yemen has joined an effort to restore a 160-year-old Jewish cemetery in the southern port city of Aden. The Southern Transitional Council, which wants independence for South Yemen and now in control of Aden, has become involved in the project after efforts to renovate the site were first led by volunteer organizations. A Yemeni official emphasized that the renovation is, quote, a message to all Aden residents that Aden is a city of peace and that we will not accept any harm to any holy site, unquote. Well, latest reports indicate that although work on the Aden cemetery is in progress, with significant parts of the walls restored, the gravestones remain in a dire condition. And who wouldn't welcome a visit from a superhero? Wonder Woman star Gal Gadot paid a visit to the southern Israeli town of Netiv Ha'Asara in an area which has witnessed the most recent clashes between Israel and Gaza-based terrorist groups in early August. The internationally recognized actress and Wonder Woman star was caught on video greeting children in the town, who were thrilled by her visit and gathered to hear her inspirational and encouraging speech. While she has been on the receiving end of criticism recently on both sides of the fence, with Israeli media disappointed at her for not publicly condemning recent strikes on Israel, whilst fellow actors are not taking too kindly to her support for Israel in social media. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.